This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Been determined is it doesn't harm you. Very powerful drug, I guess, but it doesn't harm you. And so I thought as a frontline defense, possibly it would be good. And I've had no impact from it. I feel the same. I haven't changed. I don't think too much. And at some point, you know, I won't take it. It's been out for close to 70 years for a couple of different things, right? Lupus and malaria. And even arthritis, they say. But I think it's worth it as a line of defense, and I'll stay on it for a little while longer. I'm just very curious myself, but it seems to be very safe.
Hydroxychloroquine, that is what the conversation has been about. The Prez saying he's taking it, and there is panic in the medical community about how many people are going to think they should do the same thing. If you ask your doctor for it, can you even get it? What are the side effects? The president calls the high number of U.S. COVID-19 cases a badge of honor, by the way. And he says that this is something that is working for him in another part of the conversation while reopening is absolutely the convo across the land. Is that what they're saying in your neck of the woods? If we were leaning over the fence and we were having a conversation with, of course, a proper social distance, would we be talking about what restaurants are open, what gyms are open? Are our kids playing baseball or basketball? Is the summer camp open? This really is, honestly, what people are jawing about all over the place. And this show is about that. My name is Kate Delaney. If you've never joined us before, welcome, because we're going to take you on a journey in a couple of different directions, including at the top of the show, always the stats. Who has died, who survived, and what is the total number of cases? So the total number of deaths from the coronavirus so far in the United States, 92,258. Wow. Think of where we were just a couple of months ago. Think of where we were back in March. Recovered 297,000 confirmed cases, 1.56 million. All the polls that I've seen lately, it's interesting because I think a lot of people are excited that, one, they can get back to work. I think people that own small business, and in fact I know because I have so many friends in that situation, including myself, who are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, are running the show, if you will, and how many of them are amped up to be able to have their employees draw a paycheck and to be able to serve their clients. The answer is 100%. How many are concerned about opening too soon? That, of course, is the other part of the conversation that we've been having really almost right from the beginning. We live under the question mark. We hate living under the question mark of uncertainty. No one likes it, period. We know it. But when you look at policies that worked, when you look at places who in the last 3 weeks, including Georgia, where they have so-called reopened, because that's a vague term. Reopening, it can mean something different for every community. But Georgia is a good example. We thought Georgia was going to explode with massive cases and it was going to be utter chaos, and it hasn't been. And there are many other states and communities that have reopened, and the cases have not tripled or quadrupled. However, there are some areas that are hot zones. Some of them are in nursing homes still. Some of them are in meat packing plants. Some of them are in prisons and just specific neighborhoods also, where they're finding something, you know, one or two people have infected many more people. The U.S. virus deaths projected to top 113,000 by mid-June. I told you where we were at right now. You look at other countries and where they're at. We, of course, have the most. We have the biggest country. I don't know that that's a shock, especially because there was nothing stopping it in the very beginning. England would be second to us, and they have half the cases that we have. Italy, which was an absolute horror show in the beginning, they've tamped down on the amount of deaths, but it's over 32,000. France and Spain, it was equally as nasty for them, and then you go, you know, from there. When you think of what happened back in 1918, the Spanish flu, the second wave, all of that, and the 50 million people who lost their lives in the United States, that's an incredible number, and you compare it to the numbers they're saying, and perhaps that's why some people feel like, okay, well, if we do a little social distancing, if some of the restaurants are at 25%, 50% capacity, if, for example, like the NFL, facilities were allowed to open, practice facilities, the Dallas Cowboys had their owner and other employees on hand. They could have up to like 75 employees, so they were there. Not everybody on board, but a lot of the usual suspects behind the scenes for an NFL club. Absolutely ready to roll, excited about it. So perhaps it's about practicing the right way to do this, and it's working. If many of these states that 3 weeks ago allowed restaurants and companies to open up with some restrictions and it's working, I think that's a good sign. The takeaway is, what will people responsibly do? How will they respond? In some of these polls that I've seen lots of different news organizations do, many people who take the polls say they don't necessarily feel safe yet at this point. I mean, there's this theory that floats around, right? Let the others go. They can be the guinea pigs, and we'll watch to see if everything's okay in the end. And we're cheering for everybody to be okay in the end. Let's get that straight. So it's an extraordinary time, and we know that. It's what's on everybody's mind, the coronavirus, the things they're seeing, the people they know who have died from it. I had a college roommate who lost her brother in the last couple of days and posted something saying, this is real. Make sure you realize this is real. And the effects and the fallout economically are certainly real. There's the conversation about the second round of stimulus checks. On Friday, the House passed another coronavirus relief package. They are calling it the HEROES Act. They sent it to the Republican-dominated Senate, where there's going to be some stiff opposition. The new legislation, $3 trillion. And once again, it'd be $1,200 per individual with a maximum amount of $6,000 per household. If it's just a couple, $2,400. We'll see where this stimulus package ends up. We're headed to the mailbag. A lot of you had some thoughts on that. Next.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-Step Guide to Immunity for Life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Digging the mailbag.
Bada bing, bada boom. Hey, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us, and thanks for filling the mailbag. The virtual mailroom was full. You can send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com. In fact, if you go there, you can always hear the show any time of day. Just click right in the middle of the page, you'll see it. And if you go to contact, you can let your thoughts flow. Just like this one from Sam I Am. Kate Delaney, I have not had a haircut since this whole thing happened. I saw a woman on TV probably in April. It was sad. She was crying about her husband in Brooklyn who went out to get his haircut and said, you don't need to go to a barber just because he needed to have a trim. He ended up dying because apparently that's where he was infected. He was on a ventilator. Very sad story. I know it's different for other places. I live in Atlanta, and it's not that I don't necessarily feel safe, but I did drive by the place where I normally go, and it seemed like there was a long line. So, number one, I didn't want to wait in a long line. Some people had masks, some didn't. What are your thoughts on barbershops, haircutting, and all that good salon kind of stuff? Being the hairdresser that I am. You know, it's interesting. I think a lot of people are growing their hair longer. In fact, Eric, the technical maestro for this show, I think he's with us unless he ran off to get a Red Bull. Eric, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
So I asked you off the air what you were doing about Sam is asking this question. I asked him, or he asked about the whole hair thing. What are you doing as far as your hair is concerned? When was the last time you had a full-on cut at a barbershop or a salon?
At a barbershop or a salon, it's been years. because I've been cutting my own hair for I've been cutting my own hair since I was like 14.
Really? So you're like the male version of Rapunzel? How long is your hair?
Right now it's like normal. It's kind of getting shaggy, but yeah, I'm kind of letting it grow because I'm tired of cutting it, and it just makes sense to let it grow at this time.
So can we expect a man bun anytime soon in your future?
I don't know how to do that. I would have to learn first. Probably not.
Probably not, but longer hair.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll just let it get mats and dreadlocks and stuff. I don't know.
Wow. All right. So I'm thinking we need a picture of this. Nathan, who also works on this show, and many of you know Nathan and Eric, of course, he's sent a picture, and I'm going to post that, and he's got long hair as well. So some of you might be like these two and do the longer hair thing or cut your hair like Eric does. But I think a lot of guys are getting tired of their hair being shaggy and in their face, and they don't cut their own hair, and they want to go back to a place, and that's the temptation, get it off their neck and get it cut and whatever. And for women, it's the whole coloring thing, or the highlights, or of course your hair gets heavy. Like I did a television, I'm just going to go into this because you brought this up, Sam, and then we're going to rock into some of the others because I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but I'll just tell you the truth. I did a television thing the other day, and it'll be posted on Facebook, but it'll be posted on my website, katedelaneyradio.com, and I was on One America News with Alex, and I thought, wow, my hair. I have not had my hair cut or whatever done since, like, March, but it looked okay. It was, luckily, my whole coloring thing is good, and and it was fine. But there is something to, I don't know, there is something to trimming it, etc., where you do feel sort of discombobulated. So I think that's what, Sam, I think that's what you're referring to. You feel discombobulated. I believe it depends on how safe you feel in the area and how many people are going into these salons. I saw something the other day where, I can't remember who it was, I think it was Governor Cuomo, who said in New York, he said, I don't get it. How do you social distance and give a haircut? And he did have a point to that. So, you know, the people are wearing masks, they're wearing gloves, they're not letting as many people in, like they have their chair area and that's closed off. At some point, you know, you got to make that determination, I think, based on looking at what's happening. Granted, a couple of months ago, that wouldn't have, I think, been a smart thing to do, and particularly in an area that was a hot zone, right? Because even today, we got people listening to us in Connecticut. Woohoo, Connecticut! You have finally opened up. So, when we say opened up, with some rules, with regulations, being careful, cautious, all that stuff, hopefully, fingers crossed, most people are doing that. And we're at the Memorial Day weekend. So I think there's going to be people that are going to go back to salons. So my answer is, Sam, just survey the land around you. Is it worth it, or can you wait a little bit longer? All right, this one is from Frank, and Frank says, Kate Delaney, you heard what the president is doing. I would have to think that I don't think anybody should just take any kind of medication, over-the-counter, not over-the-counter, without consulting their doctor, particularly if you take any other kind of medication. This hydroxychloroquine, I don't know that I would take it if I had COVID-19. I'd say throw everything at it that you can. But if the president's physician prescribed it for him, and if it prevents and treats malaria and other autoimmune diseases, and it's worked with lupus and arthritis, and his doctor felt that it was right for him, touche, that makes sense. But if somebody else got it and they weren't monitoring it, it wouldn't really necessarily make any sense. Capiche? I agree. If you're being monitored, and that's the idea, because he's got a physician right there at all times that can look at it. If there's some kind of serious side effect, then they would ixnay it. If it, you know, in clinical trials against some things, it failed. So what's the risk benefit of it? And remember, back in April, the FDA warned against its, you know, using it outside a clinical trial. So I think for the president, absolutely, he can do it. He's got somebody monitoring him. For anybody else, I get why it would be risky. If you have lupus, it's a lifesaver because you can't live without it. It's been incredible what it's done. And we know this with other medicines. There's medicines that treat certain things, like there's a drug called Klonopin that treats epilepsy, easy for me to say, epileptics who take it say it's amazingly successful. But Klonopin has also provided relief to people who are bipolar and struggle with that, or struggle with some depression. And drugs, we know, have side effects and can be used for different things. So what I would say is, I'm glad the president clarified that, and it makes sense. And he's, you know, he's watching to see what happens. All right, this one is from Mark, who says, "Hi, Kate. I'm going stir crazy. I don't know about you. I know that you know, do the radio show and you speak. For speaking, you must be a little stir crazy because you're probably used to traveling. I used to love hearing you in all those different cool places that you were. I'd say, where is she next? So it has to make you a little nuts. But I think no matter what the circumstance, all the people I know in my neighborhood, I think, are feeling it. They would love to be out and about on this Memorial Day weekend. Do you think we're going to see a lot of people, in fact, cut down the numbers of people they invite to parties, but actually do those sorts of things?" I think so, yeah. Depending on where they live, we go back to that same thing. And doing what they can to be safe, absolutely, because that's what you're being told, right? Okay, this is fair game now, but your health is what you're in charge of. So leave the mask at home, don't wash your hands. Oh, do I need to do that step again? Who knows who you come across? Then shame on you. I think you do everything you can to put yourself in the best circumstance. Why not? I mean, we're seeing all kinds of people do it. Look at who's wearing masks all over the place. Look at the people coming in and out of the White House, for goodness sake. All right, we're leaving the mailroom. We're heading, a couple doors down, and we're going to end up in the man cave. Sports and COVID-19. Where are we at? Next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. San Diego County supervisors are asking the state to allow the region to lift most of the coronavirus restrictions, like swimming in pools and outdoor church services. But Los Angeles County Health Director Barbara Farrar says it's too soon for them.
We all feel like, you know, enough is enough. I wish the virus said enough is enough also.
A new analysis finds that some politicians are manipulating data to make it look like coronavirus cases are dropping faster than they are. The Georgia Department of Public Health published a graph that was arranged in descending order rather than chronologically. It made it appear that the decline in infections was smoother than it really was. President Trump says the tests they gave to veterans that declared risks with hydroxychloroquine were created by his enemies. He thinks the drug is safe. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is pledging support for U.S. farmers and ranchers during the ongoing coronavirus crisis. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
During a White House ceremony on Tuesday morning, President Trump called farmers the backbone of the nation, and he noted the continued disruptions in the global food supply chain. But the president said his administration will direct $19 billion from the $2 trillion CARES Act to help farmers and to help families in need of food during the crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump signed an executive order seeking to cut regulations that hamper economic relief from the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. During a cabinet meeting at the White House, the president said the order directs federal agencies to review hundreds of regulations that have been suspended in response to the pandemic and make those suspensions permanent where possible. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave. Man cave.
We have arrived at the man cave, and, you know, one of the things we would talk about is Phyllis George. She was an American businesswoman. She was a sportscaster as well. In fact, she really paved the way for a lot of women in sports, and the guys really dug her. They did. She worked with Brett Musburger and so many others who had nothing but fabulous things to say about her. She was the co-host for the CBS Sports Pre-Show, the NFL Today. She was one of the first women to hold that spot in a nationally televised sports broadcast. She was a woman that was crowned Miss America in 1971. She won Miss Texas, of course, the year before that, 1970. She was married to the governor of, I want to say he was the governor of Kentucky, a politician. Yeah, it was the governor of Kentucky. It was John Brown. And I've heard nothing but wonderful things about Phyllis George. I met her once briefly, but I know somebody who, when she was a kid, she babysat their children. And people say, again, just glowing things about her. And she took some heat. You know, she was criticized for not having the qualifications, the traditional qualifications for a sportscaster. And she was on the NFL Today for three seasons, and then she was replaced by another beauty queen, Jane Kennedy, and then she returned back to the show in 1980, and then she was there for another 4 years. She did interviews with athletes, you know, et cetera. I mean, she was truly a trailblazer, and she absolutely was well-liked by many, 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 many people. I can remember her working on horse racing events because my family was really into horse racing, of course. And she did, you know, Preaknesses and Belmont Stakes and you know, that kind of thing. But she had quite an interesting career. There's no question about it. Here's a little snippet of Phyllis George.
Here I am, a small town girl coming from Denton, Texas. And I go up to Atlantic City, and I didn't even know the boardwalk was made out of boards. I was certainly sheltered.
See, she's terribly sheltered. And that Atlantic City boardwalk she's talking about, I grew up the opposite way, 30 minutes from what she just described. So I grew up outside of the beach and the boardwalk and Philadelphia. And I feel like I grew up sheltered in a different way. Isn't that interesting? But good for her, for the goodwill that she left. She sadly had a weird blood disease that she fought off for a decade. Her kids talked about how brave she was and how determined she was. And she died at the age of 70. So Phyllis George died on May 14th. But she definitely left a legacy. And she was not only Miss Texas, Miss America, trailblazing sportscaster, First Lady of Kentucky from 79 to 1983. One of the things that's being talked about because so many people in the sports world, whether they want to acknowledge it or not, are looked up to by lots and lots of kids. They just are. I can remember Charles Barkley saying, we're not your role models, your parents should be. Well, Sir Charles, guess what? Athletes are. That's why sometimes it's so tough when some of the outrageous things happen with athletes. Some of the picadillos they get themselves into. But I always say athletes are like just a piece of humanity. I mean, of course, with thousands of athletes in all different sports, you're going to have people that have problems, and you're going to have people that do things that you just shake your head and can't believe. Alex Rodriguez is a class act. Alex Rodriguez is somebody that I covered when he was with the New York Yankees. Alex Rodriguez decided, like many others, he wanted to get on board with this whole commencement, let's say something to the class of 2020, because they're not having those traditional ceremonies thanks to COVID-19. Here's what he had to say.
You can go out and accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish, whether it's in business or medicine, athletics, art, writing, or anything. Go out there and reach for the stars. Most importantly, don't be afraid to fail. You can truly go out and accomplish anything. Even if it takes more than one try, it may take 10 tries, and always believe in yourself and never, ever give up on your dreams.
All right, there you go. I like what he said about never give up on your dreams. That's why I wrote my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Never Give Up on Your Dreams. I completely agree with him 100%. And this is the generation. I have a niece and a nephew that were born around 9/11, the year of 9/11, right before it, in fact. And they're the class of 2020. Both of them, I'm very proud of them, but they have been cut down from their what their normal activities were, prom, all that kind of stuff. And they're getting the signs in the yard and the cap and gowns and that kind of stuff, but they're not having any of the traditional things you would normally have. In fact, my nephew is his ceremony is going to be streamed on July 28th, and just parents can go to that. But I think what Rodriguez is saying resonates, and especially, again, the dream part. So you have the dream, you put some plans behind it, you set those goals, in other words, to attain that dream, and I think anything is possible, even though it seems like we're weary with COVID-19 and these are trying times. economically, emotionally, everything else, for even the strongest of us, this too will pass, and how we emerge is what is so key. All right, how about sports and the role sports plays for so many? Some of you could care less about sports. I grew up with a stepfather who would get excited and would call me once I was grown and traveling, and he'd be excited to tell me that the Phillies did this or this team did this, and he always got the teams confused because he didn't like sports. He didn't really pay attention. He sort of heard some things about sports and thought he knew what he was talking about to tell me a couple of things that were dead damn wrong. He cared about politics and business, and then, of course, you see what I'm doing, but I do have the side where I'm a content junkie and I like sports too. And sports is a good release. So we had NASCAR Darlington happen the other day with no fans in the stands. 6 million people watched. Kevin Harvick won. If you're a NASCAR fan, yeah, it might have been fun. You had to watch that. NASCAR will continue. We also know that UFC is rolling, and that's big for tons of people. The whole gaming industry, e-gaming, is big, especially for younger people, and that's still happening. There's a couple of things that weren't able to happen, but there's still competitions and people are paying attention. It's bigger than ever. And over the weekend, there was the Skins action, and there's going to be more coming up for COVID relief. You got Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady against Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods. That's pretty interesting. They're calling it the match for charity. It's going to be on TNT. I think you got a few people that might want to watch that. We'll see if they do a little trash talk and that kind of thing. I'm assuming that they will. The long and short of it, though, is when will we see sports return? And as far as fans and in the stands, that might not be this year at all. What's going to happen with the NFL? NFL, people are back, meaning personnel are back in offices at not full capacity, but they're back there. The season doesn't start until September. We don't know if there's going to be the second wave in September or it comes later, or maybe wouldn't it be incredible if we don't have a second wave? Oh, kill the second wave. That would be great. But regardless, we don't know. The NFL is moving forward like it's going to unfold, but also planning for the possibility of being impacted and not having fans in the stands and figuring out what can they do there. Major League Baseball, there's been discussions about Phoenix and Florida going into the facilities there, the smaller stadiums playing, no fans in the stands, but at least they could get the games going, have half a season, and televise it and maybe get people to watch that. I think people would watch because they're weary and ready to see something. You know, Michael Jordan, they had the 10-part series on ESPN for Michael Jordan, and tons of people watched that. I even got a couple of texts from my own friends who said, hey, did you watch the Michael Jordan? Did you watch The Last Dance with Michael Jordan? What'd you think? And they, you know, said to me, people I didn't even know that like sports, every episode, I loved it. It was great. Did you ever get to interview him? And the answer to that question is yes, twice, but not one-on-ones. I was with a lot of different people. So I was in a group of people when I had the chance to have the conversation. But the numbers, the final Last Dance episodes averaged 5.9 million viewers. So people are hungry to be distracted, to think of something else. Now, the content for the series was great. There was lots of conversations. It was beyond basketball and all of that. And live viewership for all the episodes ranged between 4.9 and 6.3 million people. So they were bringing viewers back. I mean, I think that, again, tells you something. There are other films that are coming up. One about Lance Armstrong, the disgraced cyclist. Oh, we liked Lance in this house. Martial arts star Bruce Lee, the home run chase. I covered that between Mark McGwire, beginning of my career, and Sammy Sosa. We'll see how they all fall out. And if we were all in the man cave together and we were social distancing, we'd be talking about all of this, right? So we get to talk about it on the air. Sweet! Foods. Final seg for this hour. Oh, so worth it. Meet you there. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Clappers warmed up at the studio as we make our final turn here. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging here on my show. Appreciate it. I know a lot of new people are hanging out on the fringes because I'm getting all your emails, so thanks for that. Any thoughts you have 24/7? Oh, it's like a drive-through window. I don't even have to wear gloves. Just send me your thoughts, katedelaneyradio.com, and all things related to the show, you can find them there, too, as well. So if we went to Portland, and, of course, Portland is an area where people are, just like so many other areas in the country, are trying to help with daily life and drastic shifts in the last couple of months. Restaurants, schools closed, unemployment claims through the roof and all of that. So how are neighbors helping neighbors? They're helping them to access food. The Oregon Food Bank and its food pantry sites are looking for donations always and volunteers because the demand grows throughout the state. So their network has 21 regional food banks, more than 1,400 food assistance sites around the state. Volunteers 60 and older who are at risk of COVID-19 have been encouraged to stay home and look for other ways to contribute. And it's amazing what people are doing to help, like Neighborhood House, a local service agency that provides meals, masks, distance learning to members of the Portland community. There's also Lift Up. They help serve low-income residents in the northwest downtown Portland area with food needs. You know, there's sadly a big homeless population there. So it's always great to see people doing whatever they can to help those people that aren't as fortunate to find themselves on those streets. Although because of COVID, there have been shelters that have stepped up in very, very big ways across the country, frankly, in the last couple of months. Not that they weren't, by the way, doing that before. So we've got a great affiliate in Portland, KPNP 1410 AM, also a KDZR 1640 AM, another way that you can listen to us up in that area. So if you are listening to us, just hats off for what you're doing. How about some clappers for the people in Portland who are crushing it? Sweet! I hear you, folks at St. Vincent de Paul. With food, clothing, transitional housing, donating. Yep. And that's what it's about. It's about clothes and shelter and food. Tough. It's rough, right? What about homebound seniors? There are a lot of places that are grocery store chains that are doing what they're doing around the country, and they're delivering, and they're Meals on Wheels people. Of course, nonprofit. They buy, cook, deliver meals for homebound seniors. And they've got a great CEO up there, Suzanne Washington, who says the demand for meal deliveries is rising sharply because, of course, safety reasons, staying at home. So that's Portland. Each and every show, we're going to highlight areas where you can hear this broadcast and what people are doing. And if you've got something you want to share about the people in your area, please do it. Again, I've already given that out, but katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. And I love it. I love hearing those stories. Nothing makes me happier than to hear those stories, because what can we do? How can we help? What is it that people need? Often it's a little muscle. It's grabbing some groceries. It's not, oh, open your wallet because people are struggling. It's so many other things. And we keep saying that over and over again. Let's re-rack a couple of things, because if you just joined us here at the tail end, there's nothing more frustrating, right? It's like tuning in and missing a big chunk of what just happened. What just happened? That's why, man, when we used to go to the movies back in the old days, I would always make sure I'm not getting a big old big gulp, because the second I leave the theater and I run as fast as I can, and I get back to the seat, I've already missed something, and you're not going to have a conversation about that. All right, a couple of quick things. One, a federal judge in Texas is saying all Texans can vote by mail in a pandemic, so they're going to allow that to happen. You know, there's been that whole tug of war over what's going to happen or not, and that's happening. Texas is also going to allow summer camps amid the pandemic, because there's been a question about that, practicing the social distancing, keeping up what's happening, and looking at all angles, you know, basically, of it. U.S. travel limits on Canada and Mexico until June 22nd. So that's non-essential travel to those places. That's up and going. When you think crossing across the border, forget about it. Jumping in your car, you can't do it. The acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf said, we've been in contact with our counterparts. They agree. We got to extend the restrictions. It's only prudent to do it. It makes sense. And I agree. So if you were hoping to get that cheap booze over the border, I used to live in El Paso for a very short period of time. I did a television show from there. And what we do? Go to Juarez. Why? Kahlua. Everybody would say, get some Kahlua. Kahlua is so cheap. And I think, are we even drinking this Kahlua? What are we doing? But, yeah, that was the thing. So, no, that's not happening. How about this? The president is giving the president is giving $16 billion to farmers, $3 billion to feed needy families. You know, this whole thing of what's happening with food and how's the food getting to people. This $19 billion program overall will provide $3 billion to feed families who need it. $16 go directly to the farmers and ranchers for shutdown-related problems they've been having. Look, the farmer is the backbone of the country. The president said it. I agree. The meatpacking industry has been slammed. Shutdowns due to the sporadic COVID-19 outbreaks, closed restaurants, not buying meat and produce. Farmers are holding the bag. 40% of vegetables and beef, did you know this? Now you do. Go to restaurants around the U.S., and they've been shut down because of the state-by-state shutdowns and orders. And I know I've said this before, but pork producers with the $10 million pigs that might have to be euthanized by September, So, you know, this is all part of that, to bail them out and not have them continue to hold the bag. And I think that is a very, very good thing, because they shouldn't be left in that. They shouldn't be left in that position. The research shows, and this is what we're looking at, when we look at what's going on with the race to come up with a vaccine, that the clinical trials are going pretty well. Yes, it's a small group of people, a couple different areas, two different areas in the United States, and one in Germany, but so far so good. So hitting the fast forward button is working. We just have to wait and see, as this continues to ramp up, what that looks like. But this is going to be a pretty quick turnaround if we can get the right formula. And I say we, I'm not in on it, but of course all the people that are at these different pharmaceutical companies, the scientists, etc., that are working round the clock. It is so big to continue to hit this hard, and they are. And that's the good thing, because the more momentum behind it, the more conversation, the sharing of it, the more possibilities that we come up with. We, again, the U.S., whoever, comes up with the solution to the riddle, the question mark, that we can't answer right now. So, states reopening. It is a holiday weekend. Does it feel like a holiday weekend coming up to you? Don't all the days just kind of blur together? Luckily, I have a calendar, and I look at it every single day. You may have one on your phone, on your watch, wherever, just to keep track. Sometimes I think it's Wednesday, but it's actually Friday. That's my happy time. Although I love spending my time with all of you. Once again, we're all in this together. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Mahalo, everybody. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Boom.